Well, let's see if we can go to Florida.
Mike.
Let's go to Florida.
Hey, you're from there.
I am.
And there's so many crazy stories that happen in that state.
It's insane, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's hear this one.
All right.
This one under the heading of, gee, what's for dinner tonight? At the household of Miley Aguilar. Well, if he'd gotten away with his crime, they'd have had a feast, man. They'd have had a feast. His crime was to shoplift at the Rhines Market.
Rhines has a market in Florida?
Rhines has a market in Florida.
Produce. Various and sundry items.
Meats.
Moderately priced ladders.
And seafood.
Anyway, Mr. Aguilar goes into the Rhines Market in Indiantown, which I don't...
Sir?
Don't they, shouldn't they rename that, shouldn't they rename that town? I mean, isn't that part of the thing we're doing in America now?
Native American town.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Maybe it's literal
India. Yes. At any rate, he goes into the market in Indian town, and he's got a plan, man. He wears a pretty big pair of pants.
All right.
Okay. And he's got this nice waistband, this elastic waistband that'll hug so he can put stuff down there. Okay? Unfortunately, one of the employees at Rhines Market, Rhines is always on the lookout for stuff like this, spots the guy. And as he leaves, they go grab him outside, okay, for shoplifting. Because the employee had seen him take a full rack of ribs and slip it down his pants.
Ugh. I'm sure they're in a package. It's not just loose ribs.
Just
that he's
sloppy, sauce-covered ribs.
Barbecue sauce
They're raw and in a package.
You get those little curly hairs in the barbecue sauce.
Do you think at Rhines Market...
What? What did you just say?
Did he...
Anyway...
No, don't anyway that.
Just thinking if it wasn't wrapped up and he got it home, he'd have to be thinking, a couple of those little curly hairs in there.
Are you serious?
At any rate.
This from the guy who was just saying this is a G-rated show.
Right.
And you go and bring the Sharky Curlies into it.
And then he'll just accuse us of doing all the stuff.
It's
blame
hypocritical.
Us.
Well,
and then he's talking about that.
Short ribs with short hairs. It kind of matches, you know?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh. He's just justifying that.
Are you serious?
This is fine with him. He's proud of it.
When they search Mr.
I think I'm leaving.
Aguilar.
Going to Midland.
Golly.
Out of the pants comes the full rack of ribs, along with 9 pieces of fried chicken, 2 packs of hamburger buns, and some mashed potatoes.
Must have been wearing JNCOs.
Those are some huge pants.
Yeah. A lot of room.
Or you got those big cargo pants with the big pockets on the side, you know?
I'm still stunned.
All right, let's move on then.
Can we?
We're rattled.
Lee!
You feel my power, don't you?